The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, August 7th, 2016, is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. Hear now the word of the Lord from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What, then, shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39, New International Version. Sunday, August 7th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. After God calls us into His family through the preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ, which includes His death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven for us, we come to love God in Christ, both before and after He called us into His family and the kingdom of God, God loved us. Therefore, God worked out everything that happened to us before and after He called us for our good. All things work for the good those God loves and calls, because He has a purpose for all those He loves and calls. Therefore, we love God in response to His love and saving grace. We love because He first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Because we love God, we strive to cooperate with God in all things and in every situation. In some sense, true Christians make it easier for God to work good out of all that happens to them. Jesus taught, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." John chapter 15, verse 10. Romans 8:29. "For those God foreknew, he also predestined, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Before anyone ever responds to the gospel in faith, God knows in advance that they will, and God has determined to work through their faith in personal and individual ways, so everything throughout their lives will help them conform to and reveal the image of his Son to the world. Jesus Christ is the one and only begotten Son of God, and through his work in the lives of those who believe in him, many will be adopted into the family of God. Jesus Christ will reveal his reality through his brothers and sisters and lead more people to saving faith in him. Romans 8:30. "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Faith is the believer's response to the saving grace of God in Christ Jesus. As believers grow in their faith, knowledge, and love of God, they recognize how undeserving they are to be members of God's family. They know that nothing they have ever done or possibly could ever do would ever qualify them to be adopted children of God or earn them admittance into the kingdom of God. This humble understanding of the grace of God leads believers to accept the fact that God determined for them or predestined them to be members of his family before he called them. God has never left a believer's salvation to chance. In mysterious ways, God has worked good through the believer's good and bad choices to lead them to saving faith in Jesus. Without understanding the deep mysteries of God, believers know that all of God's offers of salvation, God's promises, and God's warnings in the Bible are honest, loving, just, and merciful ways that God uses to help people come to faith in Jesus, maintain their loyalty to Jesus, obey Jesus, and reveal the image of Jesus Christ in them to others. They also know that they chose to follow Jesus, and some of their decisions to follow Jesus were made after great struggles of heart and mind in the midst of afflictions and persecutions. In looking back, they understand that God's Holy Spirit helped them repent of their sins and trust in Jesus. And they see this more clearly as they grow in faith. They glorify God and praise God for their spiritual life and any growth in faith and progress in holy living. As they respond to God in faith and love, they know, in fact, that God is the one who predestined, called, justified, and glorified them so they would choose to obey Christ, bear the image of his Son, and lead others to faith in Christ as God's grace works through them. Notice, inspired by the Holy Spirit, Paul is convinced that the good work God begins in every believer's life he will complete. Therefore, Paul wrote, "glorified," in the past tense, meaning that the true believer's hope of being glorified in the future is assured by Christ and his love. With a similar conviction, Paul explained why he prayed for the Philippian Christians, "being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Romans 8, 31. What then? Shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Earlier in his letter to the Romans, Paul wrote, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Romans 8, 14. And, It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans 8, 16. And, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Romans 8, 26. From the written Word of God and the Holy Spirit within us, we know God is for us as our Lord and Savior. Whoever thinks they are against us and who tries to work against us will have whatever they say and do overruled by God and worked out for our eternal and ultimate good. If not physically in this life, then certainly spiritually and for the next life. We will be glorified as God purposed, according to His will, in spite of everything ever done to us by anyone or anything or any other being, angel or devil. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? To illustrate or prove his point, Paul argued that the greatest gift God could ever give us was his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God gave Jesus Christ up for every believer, and he could give us no greater gift. Along with Christ, God has given us everything we need to grow in grace, love, and holiness in this life and throughout eternity. God freely gives us what is best for us, and all these things are related to Jesus Christ in some way. Romans 8:33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Christians are justified. Now, or if they ever appear in God's courtroom in the future, God has and will declare Christians to be right with Him. Right in the sight of God. Right in His kingdom. And not under any condemnation. All these things and more God will declare because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If anyone ever dares to bring any charge of being guilty for anything past, present, or future against a Christian, God has already declared them and will declare them in the future not guilty. Romans 8:34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. God has not and will not condemn us, nor will God allow anyone to bring a charge against us and condemn us. God will not allow this to ever happen in His kingdom, though it will happen to believers on earth in earthly kingdoms. Christ died to justify believers, and He rose again to sit at the right hand of God, to advocate and intercede in behalf of believers. The believer has assurance of salvation from the saving work of Jesus Christ in their behalf, from the fact that the indwelling Holy Spirit intercedes and prays for them. Romans 8:26. And from the fact that Jesus Christ intercedes and prays for them from the right hand of God. Romans 8:34. Consider also, there He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 25 through 26. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? God has and will graciously give believers all things in Christ Jesus, and believers have the assurance of the love of God and Christ. Believers are heirs of God and Christ, and in this life believers will suffer with Christ and be glorified with Christ. Romans 8:17. Throughout history, believers have suffered everything Paul has listed here. Through all of these afflictions, believers can be assured that Christ loves them and will be with them. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 8:36. As it is written, "For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." Paul referred back to the Old Testament to reaffirm that the afflictions of Christians in this life were to be expected. Paul quoted Psalms 44:22. Christians suffer rejection, persecution, and death for the sake of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the same as Jesus suffered for his gospel and our salvation, and as the true prophets of God in the Old Testament suffered for preaching the truth of God. Christians suffer as sheep that do not fight back because they are powerless to fight back. Though Jesus, who is all-powerful, chose not to fight back when he suffered and died on the cross to save us from our sins. In Old Testament times, perhaps, people did not give much thought to a sheep that was sheared or slaughtered, the same as many today do not give it much thought when Christians are tortured or martyred. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Everything good that we are, have, and will have in the future, we enjoy because God loves us, and loved us enough to send Jesus Christ into our world to live, die, and live again for us. God's Word and Spirit led us to faith in Jesus Christ. Christ enabled the just and merciful forgiveness of God for our sins. Christ cleansed us of sin and made us fit for the Holy Spirit to live in us. Christ sent the Holy Spirit to live in us and intercede for us. Because of these events of God in Christ for us, and the intercession of Christ and the Holy Spirit for us, we are more than simple conquerors when afflicted or attacked. Someday, we will be completely prepared by Christ to rule and reign with him in his kingdom, as complete victors over all of his enemies and ours. Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers. In general, Paul wrote a compelling list of what the followers of Jesus Christ may face with more or less intensity, depending on the purposes of God for them. In death and in life, we might face good angels or evil demons, and these may come to us unexpectedly and in unusual ways. But no power on earth or in heaven can separate us from God in Christ, because God loves us and God is all-powerful and willing to save us. Romans 8:39. Neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our future and our security, no matter what happens, rests in God. And we know God loves us and promises to care for us throughout eternity. Because of Jesus Christ and what He has done and does for us. His intercession for us is only one of many things Jesus does for us. He is our Lord, and the Lord over all creation. Therefore, He works all that happens and will happen to us for God's purposes and our benefit, and He will do so forever. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are two reasons you can give for knowing that everything that happens to you, God will work out for your good? 2. How much of your relationship with God depends on Jesus Christ and His life, death, and resurrection? Give a reason for your answer. 3. What does it mean to you to be justified and glorified? 4. What reason did Paul give for us to believe that God would graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. 5. Why can no one succeed with God if they bring a charge against us or condemn us as a Christian? Give a reason with your answer. International Bible Lesson: Reasons to Hope When Suffering. Sunday, August 7, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul listed several sorrows that the followers of Jesus might suffer on earth. When he wrote his letter, the Christians in Rome had already passed through a number of these ways of suffering and would pass through many more in the centuries ahead. Paul would eventually lose his own life to the sword of imperial execution. In spite of the afflictions believers in Christ will suffer in this life, Paul wanted all of his readers to be assured that God loved them and would be with them through all their trials and tribulations. He wanted them to remember, and God inspired Paul's writings so Christians in subsequent generations would remember, several truths. First, Christ loves Christians. Therefore, Christians love Christ. John wrote, "We love because He first loved us." 1 John 4:19. Second, God has a purpose for all Christians, and no one and nothing can defeat God's purposes for them. Paul wrote, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. Third, Christ is at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and Christ lives to intercede for Christians. Therefore, Christ is able to save Christians completely. Hebrews 7:25. Fourth, the Holy Spirit indwells Christians, and He helps Christians in their weaknesses. He also intercedes for the followers of Christ according to the will of God. Romans 8:27. For these and other reasons, no matter what happens, Christians need not fear separation from God and His loving care. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.